Assalamualaikum. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. So, my subject is what to look for in a mate. And so here I'm just talking about the basics, the ideal husband and the ideal wife. Now, one of the things that is important and is pivotal for us as Muslims is we have to accept the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Allah says he's our leader, and we say that he's our leader and we're his followers, then at some point we have to accept that his advice is better than our advice. If we don't accept that, we're going to struggle, and all the other things you're looking for won't help you. One of the things that I wanted to point out here is how important it is. In my community, we talk about all the time, you have to keep it real. Your expectations is really what's going to determine how effective your marriage is. So the first thing that I want to impress upon you as people who are married and people who are looking to get married and people who are looking to stay married, and that's the other subject, is you have to critically ask yourself, what is it that I really want in my marriage? Because everything that you want in your marriage, you have to be that or you will not get that. And the first thing, as a Muslim, Allah asks us, he asks us to come into this religion wholeheartedly. The word he uses is, come into this religion with everything you've got. Leave nothing outside. So if you're going to come to this religion with everything you've got, you have to come to that relationship with everything you've got. You can't come to a relationship expecting a lot, leaving something on the side. Right? And that's because we've been psychologically damaged and crippled by the society that we have been brought up in, but that society is not Islamic. So let's not act like some of the issues that we have is because we're taking some un-Islamic ideas into an Islamic marriage. The two do not mix. Allah says in the Quran, there will not come into the purity until you separate what is true from you to what is false from you. So before I can get truth from my wife, I have to have truth in myself. As a man, before I can ask my wife to be anything, I have to be what I'm asking her to be. As a man, I want to claim I want a Muslim wife. But I don't get up for Fajr every morning. I wonder what's wrong with the sister. Somehow she's supposed to be on automatic pilot or something, right? No, Allah gives us these roles because these roles motivate us. And you know what these roles do? They demotivate us. And when you don't have that respondence, Allah created the soul to feel bad about it. So sometimes the disgruntledness that I have in my marriage is the disgruntledness that I have not organized and accepted within my own self. So if I'm looking for a mate, I want my wife, a future wife, I want her to have money. Do I have money? I want her to be good looking. Am I good looking? I ain't playing with us. It's too much playing. That's why we're not where we need to be. But I know I'm supposed to give this with love. I'm trying to do it with love, brother, man. I don't want you. I'm trying to keep it. But I'm passionate about this, man. Okay, I know you want me to do this with love, and I'm trying to do that. I want a 10. Okay, do I say on a scale of 1, am I a 10 and I want a 10? I want her to have all this knowledge. Okay, how many surahs do I know? I want her to know all this and all that. And then how am I in that? And that goes both ways. So I'm going to keep this short, because if you practice the basics, your marriage will last because you are building it on a solid foundation. And Allah says in the Quran, there's two masjids. One is built on a foundation and one is built on a sand cliff. Now, if Allah is talking about a building that's built on a sand cliff, then what kind of marriage I got if my marriage is on a sand cliff? That's something that we have to think about. So let's give some specifics, because we want to give some meat. What should I look for? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you can Meaning that men and women, they marry for these things. He didn't say, this is what I suggest for you. What's the proof? Because when Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the advice, he said that the deen is the better choice. So he said, you can marry a woman that's pretty. Mm-hmm. And what's the proof of that? When a man wanted to get married, he didn't even look at his wife. He'd go on to Rasul, I'm getting married today. Rasul said, well, did you look at it? Well, no, but I got faith in Allah. No, I said, no, brother. Brother, go look at the sister. This religion is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It is. There's nothing more beautiful than this. He said, go look at the sister. He said, because you got to have, that's what part of hanging on, but you got to have some excitement. Man don't want to work a job if he don't think the check don't do a job. He go find another job. So you have to look for these things. Beauty, wealth, family name, and deen. And the example that he gave is this. Well, can I have it all? That's why I'm glad my imam went first, laying a foundation. Can you have it all? Yes, but are you all of it? Oh, that's where the rubber meets the road. So he says these things. He says you can marry for these things, but look at the wisdom. Look at the master teacher. He says you can marry for wealth, but if you marry for wealth without the deen, then the wealth that you merit may turn into corruption because the wealth without the deen has no checks on it. Meaning I'll make this money any way I can get it, and I don't care what Allah say. I don't care what the messenger say. I can justify what I'm doing by how much money I make. He said, oh, you can marry for the beauty. They don't care what Allah say. I won't put this on. I want to look like this. I want to look like that. And that's my authority. And so I hold my beauty high, than I hold Allah in regard. What's the other one we're leaving out? Beauty. And then don't call my family. You can marry for good lineage. He said, you can marry for that. But if they don't have the deen, then they will look down on your family because they think that their family is better than yours. Meaning if you have beauty with no deen, if you have wealth with no deen, you have a family lineage, pristine, but no deen, you have nothing, and that's a sand cliff. He says, if anything, if you want to have those, put the deen in front of it, and if they have those other things, then alhamdulillah, that's what you have in a mate. So that's the basics. There's more layers, and we look to have more workshops. I just want to stay with the conformity of time and summarize. Am I what I'm seeking? Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.